Following Joe Biden's narrow presidential win in Georgia, early voting is underway in the state's January 5 runoff election for two U.S. Senate seats, races that will determine whether both chambers of Congress are led by Democrats during the first years of the new administration. Once a reliably Republican state, Georgia has received much attention for the increasing racial and ethnic diversity of its eligible voters, highlighting the importance of Black voters and other fast-growing groups like Latino and Asian less than a href equals http://greater-than/a-greater-than-voters. Since the 2016, the number of Black registered voters in Georgia increased by about 130,000 less than a href equals https://soes.gov/admin/files/2020%20revised%20short%20calendar.pdf/greater-than/less-than/a the largest increase among all major racial and ethnic groups, according to our analysis of Georgia's Secretary of State's office data. Meanwhile, early reports suggest that turnout in November 2020 among Black registered voters increased compared with 2016, but not as much as other racial groups. The number of Latino and white registered voters increased by roughly the same amount, by 95,000 each, despite there being far fewer Latino than white existing registered voters, 260,000 versus 3.8 million. The number of Asian registered voters increased by 63,000, a substantial amount for the group's size, 188,000. For more, visit pewresearch.org.